Let's say we're a ghost. Who's to say that your personality doesn't stay with you?
Right.
Will you not see yourself being mischievous sometimes? You have to get bored probably just doing the normal.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Why? We're going to Scooby-Doo fucking sound effects.
We got to do. I won't put your hands together. Ghost to the
neighborhood. And welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause.
Welcome back to the Smokescreen Podcast, episode 63, and today we have something something special, little repeat of what we did 4 years ago. We just looked.
Yeah.
4 years. Talk about ghosts. Are they real?
Yeah. Episode 14.
14. Yeah, before we even had video.
Yeah.
Because remember, we did the audio, and then we had video in the living room where we drug shit around, and just has... Just had a video for YouTube, and speaking of that, that's when we drug around these Ewan Racing chairs.
Yes, we did.
All over the place. Thank you again to Ewan Racing for sponsoring today's podcast. You know, we've been with them for years and years now, and these are outstanding chairs we drag around all over the place. We used to have the smallest little studio room, or living room is what it was. We called it a studio.
Multi-purpose room.
Exactly. And we drug these damn things around. You know, they're just, like I said this, you know, last couple of times, but they're just the best chair for the money. They look good. They feel good. They're easy to put together. They're durable. They hold big people like us.
Yes.
We're a little tall and maybe a little shapely as well.
We're really in shape. Really sturdy shock absorbers on them.
Yeah, exactly. They hold our fat asses is what we're trying
Thank
to say.
Thank you, whoever... purchased one of them.
Yes,
too.
We did. We had somebody purchase one. That was pretty cool. They were pretty excited about that too. So, you know, support when you support your, you know, favorite streamers or YouTubers or whatever, they like to see a purchase every once in a while.
Yeah,
so
it was good. A lot
of clicks, so appreciate that to somebody out there. But you know, they have the we're sitting in the XL series solid black, but they have all the different colors for gamers or whatever kind of setup you got for your home or office. They got the Flash series, the Champion series, the new upgraded chairs as well. And don't forget, they're still holding their Black Friday 20% off site-wide and Cyber Monday.
Yes,
that's now coming up as well. But if you use our link in the description, which will be in the pinned comment as well, and use the code SMOKESCREEN, you get 30% off, which, again, is a huge chunk of change. So whoever bought that thing saved like $160.
That's awesome.
That's a big chunk of change. So,
and with all these fake... Black Friday sales going on that people are uncovering.
Yes.
Man.
There's not really, really sales most places.
Yeah.
But
so this is a legit one. Go get
it. Legit. It's a good chunk of change. And that's 30% off the whole thing. So if you get two chairs, that's, you know, that's 30% off the whole purchase. It's not like some conditional thing. So anyway, thank you again to Ewan Racing for sponsoring today's podcast. So anyway... Let's jump right into it. We have ghosts. Ghosts, ooh. Are they real? I think we talked about it a little bit last week. Speaking of that, really quick, go check out our podcast last week.
Yeah.
On YouTube. That was a fun one.
I thought
and it just
so.
Wasn't topical, so you can't really title it properly. And if you, you know, I don't know. So it didn't get many views. And I know compared to popular things like Convicting a Murderer at the time was pretty trendy and all that. We were used to those bigger view counts. But anyway, those are fun ones, though, and we just sit on and bullshit.
They are. We cover a lot of things.
A lot of different things.
A little something for everybody. That's the way I feel about
yes.
it. And I'm a podcast lover myself, so when there's something that just bounces around like that, I don't know, it seems to hold my attention, you know, just as good as a topic that I'm interested in.
Right.
Because I'm always like, well, hell, what are these guys going to talk about next?
I think it's good, man. It's just a free-flowing, I'm tongue-twisted here, conversation. And we talked about ghosts and shark attacks and collecting cards and just all kinds of cool shit. Sorry.
Yeah.
I keep interrupting.
Well, that's what I was going to say. We talked about, I brought up that I wanted to talk about ghosts again.
Yeah.
And the weirdest thing happened.
Right. I have not heard this yet.
This podcast, you dropped it, what, Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Okay. Yep. The last one, I mean, that we did, you dropped on Tuesday. On Wednesday, Brooklyn hits hits us up in the group text and says that she just had a terrifying ghost encounter.
Okay. That's good timing.
I was blown away just because of the timing, like you say, that we were just talking about it. And I was so passionate about it, about how I believe in everything. And
for people listening, you're Brooklyn's your daughter and you have a family little group text thing going.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. I always assume these people know because most of the viewers do know our daughter's right. names and everything.
Yes.
And
she was so ugly.
Yeah. She's got this job now. She cleans houses.
Right.
All right. It's a 26-year family business. And basically, they all report to the main office in the morning.
Right.
And they pair off in multiple cars, and they give them the list of addresses that they have to go clean. So, you know, two people in each car go out to run their route for the day. Well, they were in this house, and she said that basically the way they do it there is if you clean, what did she say, the bathrooms, you do the kitchen.
Okay.
If you do...
So like all the wet rooms,
yep.
I guess you would
say. And
if
you do the bedrooms, you do the living room and dining room. And then I think they kind of meet in the middle towards the end to do all the dusting and exit vacuuming or whatever.
Right. So there's multiple people at the house.
I don't know if you know that.
What? Clean? Mm-hmm. You did?
No,
yeah. I didn't.
And you know how I worked?
I mean, other than chores.
Seasonal. at the fair, right?
Yeah.
Well, in the winter... When I was a teenager, he would have me clearing land at his house or
right.
you know, just random jobs. Well, his daughter and his sister-in-law, her aunt, ran a cleaning business. And, I mean, it was a really good cleaning business. They'd done it for years. And they would hire me to come basically fill in so the other could leave. And so when she's telling me how they do this, I have a really good idea of it.
Right.
You know, you roll up, they have keys hidden for you, you know, alarm codes.
Right. Yeah.
Back then, I can't believe I'm bringing up checks again, but there used to be a check laying on the counter in there for you.
Sure. Yeah, I know what you mean. Cause I helped clean a few too in my past, not officially as a job, but helped out. And, sure.
So, you know, each person where you go, they have different needs. Some want you to wash their clothes,
mm-hmm.
fold them and put them away. Some want you to do their dishes. Some don't want you to touch any of that stuff. They just want the normal cleaning, you know, make the beds, vacuum and dusting, and things like that. So she's just getting into the flow of how this goes. And she was doing the bathrooms in the kitchen in this house. And she started up in the master bedroom, that bathroom.
Two-story house?
Yep. And she said she's in there cleaning, and she hears, "Hey, hey, Brooklyn." And she's like, "What the hell?" She peeks out. She's like, "Yeah." She hears boom, 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 boom. And the vacuum cleaner cuts off. She runs out and they meet in the hallway upstairs. And the woman was like, "Did you turn the vacuum cleaner on?" Brooklyn said, "No, I thought you did." She said, because that's what she was yelling over top of this loud ass vacuum.
It
was just running in the hallway. And Brooklyn said, "No, I thought you did." And she was like, "Oh, that's weird." They turn and they go their separate ways. Brooklyn goes back to the bathroom. She said she's, I think, cleaning the mirror in there. The lady's back downstairs again. And right behind her in the bathroom,
ooh,
the toilet flushes.
Oh.
And she said she bowed her back in like this away from the toilet and ran like Scooby-Doo out of there.
His Flintstone feet.
She's yelling. Said, you know, her eyes welled up with tears. She goes running, and that lady's like, what? She told her, she said, the toilet just flushed right behind me in the bathroom. And the lady, she said she's around 40
right,
that she's working with. And she was like, okay, honey, look, I got a confession. This house is haunted.
Oh, shit.
She said, we have a couple houses that are haunted. I did not want to tell you that in the beginning. I didn't want to make a big deal about the vacuum cleaner because I was afraid you wouldn't want to finish.
Right.
They've lost, you know, several girls. Don't know if it's because of that. But I think there's, you know, they hire new people and they don't stick around long. And I guess she's afraid this could be Brooklyn's straw that broke the camel's back.
Sure.
So she said, but look, I promise you, none of these ghosts have ever hurt any of us. And she said, I agree, it is spooky, but I promise you're safe. She got Brooklyn calmed down. So now Brooklyn is, yeah, wouldn't work for me. There's no fucking way in hell.
You're not going back in the bathroom.
So now Brooklyn is in the bathroom in the hallway upstairs.
So she went back by herself
to work
upstairs.
Yep, that was, I told her, I said, I am so proud of you. You were strong. I could not have done it.
Right.
And so basically when you do in these bathrooms, you'll you know, open the shower door, the shower curtain, and you'll use like a soft scrub and you'll squirt it all over the thing and
right,
wash it down, and then use their shower head if it's detachable and spray it down and everything. She cleaned the bathtub and everything and was working her way out. She's there at the sink. The fucking shower came on full blast. And believe it or not, she opened the shower curtain
and looked
and cut the damn thing off.
Oh, damn. Too bad we can't stay, baby.
But she said she was terrified and ran down there to meet the lady downstairs again. Well, she said once she said she was just tore up from there. She could not. The lady basically she stayed down there with her and they finished together.
Right.
Well, it came to her after it was all said and done, because here's the thing: since she started this job, every day I have to hear how awesome it is and how much she loves it.
Right.
And she tells me all these cool little things. She said she thought when they got there, and she said as soon as she walked in the door, this feeling of dread came over her, anxiety started spiking through the roof, and she thought, oh my God, am I starting to not like this? Or is it
right?
You know? And she said now after all the haunting stuff happened, she was like, I think she felt the energy when she came into the door of the house. And see, that's something that I have told you about that, right. I have felt that house that my aunt had and right, uncle that you knew that they put together. And I told you that, you know, he got a house for free as long as he moved it.
Right.
And I said, when you were in that side of the house, it was like a thick energy you could feel over there that was different than the old house. And so I knew what she was talking about, but she said she never thought of it like a spooky feeling. She was just thinking, oh, hell, is this the beginning
of not,
this job going to start giving me anxiety or
right,
start dreading it or whatever. But she really thinks she picked up on the negative energy as soon as she walked into that house. But yeah, I mean, I swear I'm doing this no justice. When she tells this story, it is the most powerful thing. And that is her first. She said, Daddy, I've heard you talk about ghosts my whole life. And
right,
she said, it's like, I don't even, she said, I don't even really think about it. And, but this, she said, this is the first time anything's ever happened to me. And it was so powerful to her. And,
did they go back upstairs and finish together?
She, the bathroom that, Brooklyn was doing, when the shower came on, that was the last piece up there. So as far as I know, they just, they finished that up and finished together, but so yeah, it was both bathrooms. She had an experience, and the vacuum in the hallway upstairs cut on by itself. And I'm telling you, man, that's a hell of a story. And she's got a great ghost story now. And it just blew me away that we were talking about it, and then she hits me with something like, because when she said she had a ghost story to tell, right, I was not expecting it to be a grand slam home run.
Right.
I mean, flushing a toilet and turning a shower on full blast is, that's some crazy shit right there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So
I have never in my life seen a toilet malfunction and flush itself. Ever.
No, I wouldn't imagine.
No, those handles are hard to push.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about, the kind with sensors and bathrooms at restaurants and shit. But
oh, yeah.
Those do all the time. But that's clearly something different from a mechanical handle.
Yeah. I mean, that's a tough one to get around, man. If that happened right behind you, man, oh, my God.
Yeah.
No pets or anything that could push it down. I mean, you know, it's weird, man.
And or so, if the water's off, you can flush by pouring water in a bucket, right? Something like that.
Oh, hell yeah. Do it. I've done it a million times.
Yeah. So I guess that's interesting. I don't know. Yeah. So the woman wasn't bothered by anything, or just it's just normal.
It's normal. They're used to it. Yep. And I told her, I said, please tell me, when you go to the other ones that she's talking about, because she said they have a few that are haunted on their routes.
That's what I was going to say. Is she now bugging out about going?
No, she hasn't. I mean, I'm sure it's going to haunt her. I'm sure it's going to, like, now when they're split up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It reminded me of when we were doing cable, and you know how if you were the last one out, the cavalry would come help you finish up.
Yes.
I was down at a house, it's no longer there now, at close to the old Kentucky Fried Chicken, where that putt-putt place is now.
Yep.
Everybody showed up that night. It felt like about five or six guys showed up. You may have been one of them, but it was upstairs on the second floor. There was it had 10-foot ceilings, and there was a scuttle. We had to bring our ladder in and in the landing out there and go up into this attic. And the attic felt like it had 10-foot ceilings. It was huge, open, L-shaped attic.
Right.
And we were trying to run a wire to do a wall fish down through this, it was like a downspout, a gutter downspout that had been used to run cables in.
Right.
And they left me up in the attic. It was my job.
Of course.
So they're like, well, you get the attic. Yeah. We'll be downstairs trying to help feed it to you. And man, I remember being up there. And you know how as you go down towards the eave, you have to lay on your stomach to get over there to feed or grab something that's coming up through the soffit.
Right. Yep.
And so I'm laying on the rafters, fully extended over there in the edge, and this overwhelming feeling of somebody or something standing behind me watching, because this was a ginormous attic.
Right.
So I feel like now maybe since she's had this experience,
right,
when she's alone upstairs in these houses or whatever, she might get the heebie-jeebies. It'll be interesting to see how it unfolds, man.
Yeah.
And, or when she goes back to that particular house. I don't know how often.
I mean, there's definitely, you know, from the cable days and you know, the few houses I've helped clean, like there is a creepy feeling when you're in a house you don't know, and mm-hmm. you go to one of these, especially a bigger house where you're separated and you're in a room alone or whatever. There's that weird feeling anyway. You don't have to be even superstitious about stuff just to have a weird, I don't know what it is, but some kind of anxiety about it or something.
Yeah. And but, I'll tell you, when I was cleaning those houses as a teenager, I'm so glad that it was happening then in the 90s, the early 90s.
You mean last millennium?
Because let me tell you, dude, I don't know. I used to have these stupid fantasies. Oh. You know, where you're in this nice ass house, right? Yes. And you're on one side of the bed, the woman's on the other side making it up and everything. And uh-huh. I'm thinking, you know, this is how porn starts, right?
Yes.
Well, one time.
Oh, shit. I mean, that's the plot of a standard porn.
It
old
is,
porn
man.
Movie. You know,
like, you know, you push down the mattress, give her a nod. But yeah, so one time she had to go somewhere and left me in this nice ass place. I'm dusting and I'm like, what's that under the end table? Whole stack of damn dirty movies.
Oh, the porn stash.
Yes. And I pick it up and I'm like, you know how they always had all the little pictures on the back and everything. So you get an idea of what the plot is, the plot. Yeah, the plot. I'm looking and I'm like, damn, that one looks good. Yeah. And I look over, fucking VCR right there.
There it is.
Dude, I threw that bitch in and started watching it, man, while she was gone. And I'm like,
did you rewind?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm an old pro at that. Oh, yeah, you got to put it back where it was,
right, exactly
where it was at. Yeah, if you look at that tape and it's in the middle, you're like, okay, I better remember exactly where it's
about
at.
About that much.
When I push play. But I was a teenager, man. I mean,
you never know.
Rare. We didn't have porn just hitting us every day, you know, falling out of the sky on us.
When you
found it, it was like, whoa, look at all this porn. I used to be addicted to porn. I loved porn when I was a young man. I had some favorite stars and
you knew a few names at least.
No.
Yeah, I knew a lot of names.
Oh yeah. I was me and my buddies, we were strung out.
Well, damn, this went from ghost to confession time.
Yeah. I'll tell you, while I'm on this kick, I'm gonna do this once and for all and be done with this.
But, oh, shit.
All right. When I was about, 13, because 14, I had moved to China Grove. So I was still living in Landis. 13 years old. I would go stay at my Uncle Gene and Aunt Judy's house.
Mm-hmm.
You sold them their internet and cable and stuff.
Yep. Damn, that was a long time ago.
You remember Tony, my cousin, their son who passed away?
Yep.
He was right at five years younger than me. So when I would spend a night over there, sometimes they would, I could babysit him and hang out over there and we'd play wiffle ball and do, you know, just they had cable,
right?
Great snacks and stuff. So we'd watch the Goonies or whatever on cable. Well,
the Goonies, man.
This one day, my uncle is leaving to go to his job at prison camp. She's leaving to go to her job at the school, and it's like, she looked at me. I was sleeping on the couch and was like, whatever you do, don't go in this bag. It was a brown grocery bag on top of their stereo speaker.
I know this story. I do know this story now.
Okay.
Now that you say the bag.
Well, I'm telling you, they couldn't get down the road fast enough for me to see what the hell was in that bag.
She didn't use the reverse psychology.
No.
I mean, she clearly told you exactly what to do.
Dude, I opened it up.
Opened the bag.
It was nothing but videotapes, porn videotapes.
Mm.
Now, at the time, that was kind of a new thing to me.
Right.
All right. I had seen maybe one porno spending the night at a friend's house and his big brother's played it or whatever.
Right.
But I never had control of a porno before.
Right.
And so I have this whole grocery bag. Before they get home from work, I will have them all memorized. Stored in my spank bank. So I can't show my 8-year-old cousin.
No.
Right?
Right.
So what do? I feed him a bowl of cereal, and like the whole time, it's just like a movie. Like I'm sitting there, you know, are you done with your cereal yet?
Yeah.
Are you done?
Yeah.
You want to go to your buddy's house?
Yeah.
You know, sweat beading up on my forehead. I keep looking at the bag like it might have disappeared. Well, I let him go hang out at his buddy's house, which is across a main road in Landis. And I am porning it up in there. 13-year-old me.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward through all the plot, you know.
Get
I want
to
see
scene.
Every scene I can see.
Get to the next scene.
There are probably half a dozen tapes in there, right? Man, I mean, it's about lunchtime. Like, I still expect to have 4 or 5 more hours.
Right.
I hear tires hit the gravel in the driveway.
Oh,
I jump up and look out. It's my damn Uncle Gene coming home from work early.
Oh, hell.
I said, oh, my God. I mean, I'm like, I jump up, I hit eject. I'm like, I feel like I'm going to faint.
Yeah.
I am so tore up.
Right.
I can see his silhouette going by each window coming towards the door. And I'm like, I could not get it back in the bag, in the case, and in the bag.
Yeah, the sleeve.
Yeah, the
like
sleeve.
The cardboard sleeve.
I threw it under the edge of the couch and dropped down and pretended I'm watching whatever happened to me on the TV. He comes in. Where's Tony? I said, he's down at Danny's house. Really? And I said, yeah. And I said, I'll go get him. So I said, I didn't feel like it or something. I didn't feel like going. So I went down there, got him, came back, told my Uncle Gene I didn't feel good and I wanted to go home.
Right.
I had never done that the whole time. Anytime I'd ever stayed there, asked to go home early. He took me home. I'm in my room freaking out. Finally, I had the nerve to go in there and tell my mom what had happened. I said,
because they're going to find that tape. They're going to see one missing in the bag or whatever.
Yep. I can hear over the phone as she called him to tell him what was up, where to find the tape and everything.
Right.
I could hear him bust out laughing. So loud.
I can picture that because those old phones.
Yes.
You can hear them.
From across the room.
From across the whole house.
He told Aunt Judy, I could hear him tell her, I told you that was a bad idea to point that bag out to him before we left this morning. He went messing in there.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, I didn't get in trouble. He laughed about it for years after that. Every time I'd come over.
Right.
He's like, say stuff like, got them hid or you can't find them now. Stuff like that. I know you want to. You know.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, man. So, those are my two terrible, watching porn at somebody else's house. Right. Not ideal.
Yeah.
I don't recommend it to anybody.
No.
Of course, now nobody has to worry about that.
No.
Yeah, they got phones.
There's no more physical media.
No.
It's just... I guess you just shut your phone off.
Yeah.
Click a button, whatever. Swipe up.
You remember the commercial or whatever it was where the husband was in it back when the family shared a computer?
Yes.
And he's in there and he's trying to click all those X's off and he just takes the whole monitor and pushes it down when his wife walks
in
the room.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I remember those days. share computer with my wife.
No,
you. You know, when the internet came out, it was like exploring anything you heard about.
Yeah, it was all new. Yeah, when the web came out, when you can see, you know, actual pictures and shit.
Yeah, man, it was you know, the Wild West.
Yeah, because for years it was just, you know, Telnet and Unix based stuff where you're just typing commands and getting, you might get gifts. You would collect gifts for sure, you know, and they're all nudes, you know, of course. First thing he did on the internet was share nudes. But then, the web came out. It was wild because web pages, what's that? You can click things and go to other places. And then you hear the picture load. Oh, fucking hell.
All right. Well, I can get this back on.
Anyway, yeah. So
back on track a little bit if I need to.
I was. So, we're talking about ghosts.
Yeah.
I think.
Ghosts and porn.
Turn into, well, there you go. You had pulling chicken. You had, what was it?
Oh,
something in porn.
Biscuits and porn.
Now we got ghosts and porn.
Yeah.
Story time.
But I don't know. I could not wait to tell you that story. And then I was wanting to, there was something else I was wanting to bring up to you and get your thoughts on the catacombs in Paris. Under Paris,
yeah.
You know, they're millions of skeletons under the ground, miles and miles, you know, of these catacomb tunnels and things. I think everybody talks about that place being haunted, and I don't know when, you know, I brought up the battlefield.
Yeah, you brought that up last week. Yep.
So it made me think later as I was thinking about it after, you know, went home and everything. That is kind of one of those places where I feel like somebody who, even as a skeptic, would say if a place was going to be haunted in the traditional haunted sense,
right.
You know, that place, that it seems like, you know, more than a cemetery or anything like that.
Right.
Because the way those, they like use bones as like Lego pieces or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, thrones built out of bones. And
well, that's what, as you know, as the skeptic on the panel, I guess that's what I've always questioned is like, you know, why, how, first of all, you know, I guess we're assuming these are conscious things that can somehow physically move things sometimes.
You're talking about kind of like what I was saying last week, like ghost is the only word I know to use.
Ghosts, whatever.
You have to assume that.
You got to believe that. And then, I mean, I don't, you know, how does it work? Like, why house? Why certain houses? You know, does there have to be a death there?
That's what triggers, you know, my curiosity. And I wonder if a skeptic thinks that way.
Because like, I've heard of, you know, if we've all heard the tales of, like, people building houses, newer houses on, like, you know, what ended up being a native burial plot or something like that. But, you know, how does that work?
The Poltergeist movie. I think that's the plot of
it. That's right. Yeah, it was. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a burial ground. So, yeah, I mean, those things like that. Why, you know, a particular house, you know, what's the, like, you know, I think Beetlejuice, you know, movies like that, you know, why are they not going to, you know, if you're religious, I guess.
Yeah.
There's a religious aspect to some degree, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, you know, why are they still here? Is there unfinished business? I think there's a big theme there, you know,
there
something
is.
Like the movie Ghost was a great movie, by the way.
Yes.
He had to do something before he went on to the light.
Yep.
So just, you know, all those, you know, philosophical questions too. Why is it even always a scary thing? And I guess that it's not always apparent, I guess. Some people feel like it's a loved one with them. Or something.
Yep.
But it always obviously has to involve some kind of death at some point in time, and there's emotions attached to that. So I don't know.
Well, the thing I believe in is I believe, you know, in a soul.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and we talked about that before. Yeah.
Yep. And so I believe that there's something about the way in which a soul is either jerked out of a body or, you know, the way it leaves the body. There's something there that
something
causes it to stick around.
Yeah.
You know, and we've also talked about the string theory type thing about how that.
Multiverse stuff. Yes. No, yeah. Dimensions.
Could be a bleed over.
Dimensions.
And we've talked about deja vu.
And see, that's actually what I was saying before. I'm more in it, you know, because I'm not, again, I don't doubt that people see and hear things, but I think it's more to do with something like that. That's more, you know, I guess scientific or logical, yeah, whatever you want to say.
And that's what I was saying.
And I don't think I'm not here to say everything's fake and bullshit. I mean, I just think there's some kind of explanation for almost damn near everything.
Yeah.
Just like UFOs, you know, most UFOs, you know, 99% are explainable.
Right.
But I mean, you can't explain everything. I'm not even claiming to, but.
And, you know, I think we've talked about this before too, the, near-death experiences where people come back.
Yes, I was going to say that's exactly where I was going.
They all have real similar stories.
Yeah.
So it makes me feel like there is some.
And see, but see, in that case right there, I think there's, you know, because when you know, somebody dies, right, that your brain's living for a while. And there's no telling what they're seeing. I'm air quotes here, seeing.
Yeah,
the bright lights. The some people describe it as angels or Jesus or whatever, but I think that depends on the person.
Oh, too.
But you know, we don't know how that works, so I don't. That's one of those things to me that's there is a common theme there, but it's all very similar, and we just don't know what happens. Nobody can come back and tell you. I mean, they're telling you what they saw and experienced.
Yep.
But, you know, is that for everybody? What about the people who died and didn't come back to tell us? Did that happen to them? Was that your brain doing something weird as it, you know, shut down or whatever? That's kind of the process. So there could be explanations for that. But, I mean, I don't know how you ever prove that, you know, one way or the other.
Yeah, I think it's when the people where they have a crystal clear memory of what was going on, whether it was a, you know, a dream.
Yeah.
You know, or do you get a peek at the other side and then get pulled back by modern medicine?
Right.
You know, 'cause if there's another side, I could kind of see that. It's like, oh, you're almost there. And then, nope, we shocked your heart back beating. We finally, you know, got the water out of your lung, whatever it is. So again, I say ghost just because that's what I was raised.
Yeah, that's just in, yeah.
But I do believe, and I say soul basically because that's what I was raised saying. But I think people know what you mean by that.
I think that's spirituality. You know, all that goes in every culture to some degree. It's basically the same thing.
Yeah, that always and so that's the other thing too, is the if it's multi, you know, cultural or, you know, geographical, whatever, you know, you can be on the other side of the world and hear very similar stories in their language with their traditions, belief systems mixed in, because that you can only mix in, you can only call things what you know, what you raised knowing.
Oh yeah,
right. So yeah.
Religions are built off this
but
stuff.
They're so similar, and I just think I think there's something there, because I truly believe that each of us have a unique soul in us. And some people who, like you would say, are heartless, like, you know, murderers or whatever you'd say.
Psychopaths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Theirs doesn't shine through, or theirs is stunted or something like that. But I believe that's what separates us from the animal world, is that we were gifted this. And hey, you know, that can cross over into some religious things, but yeah. I think it's more of a spirituality type thing to me, because I think it's human nature to think about, where did we come from?
Oh yeah, the
what
big
happens
questions.
After we go?
Oh yeah, the after, absolutely.
You know, and
that's probably the first things people were thinking when we got sentient thought.
I do too.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah, and if all you know is you know, to see something built, you know, there is a creator of that thing. I can see how people would assume when they start down that road of, where did I come from? I must have been created somehow,
yeah.
You know? And then, like you say, whole religions are based off of that. And,
yeah, I mean, you know, clearly an afterlife thing was one of the first, I mean, religions were the first things to spring up to explain things. That's how they, that's why, you know, why they were founded or formed around, you know, fire in the sky, lightning bolts. There was no science to explain that. So it had to be a god, you know, or, and I don't know, you know, ancient Egyptians, they clearly believed in afterlife. They sent organs and
absolutely.
Things with the, you know, important people enough, at least people important enough to get a proper burial,
yes.
or a tomb, you know, with them to aid them in their afterlife journey, because it's just another step for them. So
mm-hmm.
that's every culture in the world since the
right.
history of mankind.
And I don't know. So I feel like there's, this is one of those things that surpasses, say, the Bigfoot, the UFO, the Loch Ness Monster, all those kind of things, unexplained things. I think this one has to surpass that, because such a large group, a large percentage of the population
yeah.
have experienced something.
It's really weird, though, when you think about, we were talking about a little bit last week about these, you know, some of the shows out there, Ghost Hunters, and I don't mm-hmm. know how many different shows there were. They're out there looking. They never find anything, but it's always somebody who is not looking for, but when they go looking for it, it's weird how that works. It's almost like quantum mechanics.
Like,
you know, we were talking about the double slit.
Yep.
It's almost like that. You're looking for it. When you measure it, there's nothing there.
Yes.
But when you're just not expecting it and you're just, I don't know, cleaning a bathroom. You know,
it's very similar
to
that.
It's very odd.
And you think about it. Like, if you were a ghost,
yeah.
well, you know, I mean, let's say for, you know, just for argument's sake, they're real and each of us has a chance to be there, to be one, if for some reason
yeah.
we get stuck in limbo.
Or maybe all it's right. just a requirement for a time.
Maybe
I don't know,
it is.
Whatever it is.
So let's say we're a ghost. Who's to say that your personality doesn't stay with you?
Right.
Will you not see yourself being mischievous sometimes? You have to get bored probably just doing the normal.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. We're going to Scooby-Doo fucking sound
yeah, we got to do, you know, sometimes you're going to flush a toilet to scare the shit
well,
out of some little girl.
That's what I was going to say. Like, you know, like, for example, when you have somebody, let's say it's, you know, like a family member's died and, you know, it's an old house and maybe several have died there mm-hmm. and people say their house is haunted, but it's just grandma. She's not going to hurt you.
Yep.
But why is she scaring the shit out of you? Why would she, if yeah. she's, again, we're just assuming it's just conversation. She still has her personality or her consciousness.
Yeah.
Why would grandma do something that she knows is going to scare the shit out of somebody? Like, just to be funny?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, like.
That's a good conversation to me, I think, anyway.
I like that's why I actually like the movie Ghost,
mm-hmm.
you know, as far as a movie goes.
Because
it was cool how Patrick Swayze had to learn from other ghosts how to actually physically touch
things.
I
love that, too.
That was cool.
Yeah. Trying to kick the can and all
yeah,
that
yeah, first
stuff.
it was the can in the subway, but the penny
mm-hmm.
getting the slide and all that stuff.
And how excited he was
yeah.
when he finally got it to move.
Like, and finally some bitch moved.
And I love the way it poked fun at the psychic
Yes.
How she normally gyps people out of their money, but when he actually talked to her,
yeah,
scared
she heard
the
him.
Shit out of her. Yeah. Yeah.
She heard him. Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, yeah, man. That is a cool movie. But I do believe that like what you were saying, how aware is a ghost? How,
right.
You know, if grandma knows she's scaring me, you would think she wouldn't. You'd think she'd stop. But is it just that things we can't see and understand are inherently scary?
Oh, sure. Yeah, to some degree, yeah.
Maybe grandma's not trying, you know. But then, okay, this is where the religious part comes in. And this is, I think we touched on this in our last one, the demon versus angel kind of thing.
Right, right.
You know.
Malevolence versus, yeah.
Because they talk about how demons can, you know, masquerade as your dead loved one. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
To get you to entertain, to welcome them in or whatever. I don't know. Again, that I get a little sidetracked on that kind of stuff, and that's where I get scared.
Right,
you know,
right.
When we live together, how I told you, I always have these ghost dreams, and they always scare me. That's because of that line, the difference between a dead human and a demon, and the whole that whole dynamic there.
So in that case, from a religious aspect, you're saying a demon is not a dead human. It's like the spawn of Satan or
something like
another
that.
Fallen angel.
I wish I was more educated,
but
that's the way I interpret it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're from that realm.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah. Way more powerful than a ghost trying to push a penny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I feel like that because I had those recurring dreams, and I would always tell you about them, where a door would slam shut,
mm-hmm.
and I would be separated from the person on the other side that I'm with.
Right.
I would be a grown man. I'd be in my same body, but I would be terrified like a little kid.
Right.
Like the person on the other side of the door is going to rescue me if we could just get this door open. And
right.
I know I wouldn't respond the way I do in my dreams, but that's when I'm yelling, help, help,
right, right.
And you come help
me. Well, and Freddy Krueger's choking with your CPAP.
Dude, yes.
But look, I mean, look, there's a lot of things, too, that I think, like, I mean, you know, sleep paralysis. I've experienced that. The first time it happens, it scares the shit out of you. So, like, when you told me your first, you know, story years and years ago, and you've told it on stream several times
yeah.
in our live streams,
yeah.
your buddy, was it Chris's?
Yep.
Chris's house. And the boots and all that, and they tell you, well, it's just our ghost. And then later on, I think his brother said something like, it's held me down before.
Yep, by the shoulders. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've felt that before, and it is scary the first time, but once you know what it is, then that you don't think of it that way anymore. So I think there's a lot of that stuff too, you know, as far as, because when is it like that story right there, right? It's just our ghost. It's not going to hurt you. It just makes noise. But then he's telling you, well, it did hold me down. It's like, wait a minute. You said it wouldn't hurt me.
Yeah.
So,
Chris said it wouldn't hurt me.
Yeah, yeah.
His brother said. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, there's lots of shit like that that people, I think, attribute. Because, I mean, look, just from culture, right, and you know, TVs and movies and all the stuff we hear growing up, if I'm here and I hear a noise, of course I think about that. Now, of course, I kind of think of it for a second, and that's out of my mind as far as the ghost stuff,
mm-hmm.
because I know the noises in houses, but it's in your mind regardless if you're a skeptic or not. It will cross your mind for sure.
That's
no
cool
doubt.
To know, yeah, because it seems like it would.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we grew up with it.
Just like any light in the sky
yeah.
for a split second.
Yeah, UFO or...
You can't help but think that.
Whatever, even though, oh, shit, wait a minute, the satellites or Elon Musk satellites
mm-hmm.
are coming by tonight, or the ISS, I see that all the time out here.
Well, now, as far as that goes, I'm starting to see videos on TikTok of people stopping in the road and filming things in the sky.
Yeah, yep.
And I'm like, it's drones. Have you seen some of the things those drones pull off?
Amazing. When those cluster of drones, and they do dragons and shit is fucking outstanding.
And they'll do the formations and they'll spin.
Yes,
and
it'll look crazy.
Like what we grew up with like the flying saucer and the lights going around.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
Like if you remember, we were just doing the talking about the Hobbit and Lord of the Rings stuff. If you remember Lord of the Rings Fellowship, Gandalf comes to the Shire and does the fireworks, and Pippin and him light off the big dragon firework. It, like, it goes up, and then it forms a dragon and flies around before it goes off and explodes.
Oh, man.
They can do that with drones now, man. That's cool.
It is wild.
I don't know if you can picture that scene. I can see
no,
it clearly,
I don't,
but
I don't,
if you hadn't seen it in a long
I
time.
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
I've
that's
only seen, like...
That's right, that's right. Oh,
the Hobbit and maybe a piece of the very first Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that was the beginning. Yeah, to see, check that out. That's, yeah. That was cool. But, yeah, that's... I've seen several of those now. The drone thing is crazy.
And... It explains a lot to me that before. Now, again, if it predates this new drone technology, I would assume, okay, maybe it was the military, how they have technology before it's released to the public.
Yeah, probably 50 years before the public, yeah.
So it could very well be drones back in the day doing things, you know, those formations and things that look like diamonds or, you know, whatever it is. So those are starting for me to be less and less freaky.
Yeah.
Now, I know as soon as I let my guard down,
saucer's
going to land in the road right in front of me.
Right.
But
you'll never believe, you'll call me when you leave. Yeah. You'll never believe this shit.
Dude.
But I was going to say, as far as the ghost stuff, right? I mean, there's so much, like, I mean, look, we are, you know, biochemical energy, right? I mean, to some degree, that's all we are. We're batteries, you know, biological machines, essentially, with energy, you know, metabolism, all that stuff. So, you know, how does that disperse when we die? You know, it just stops. I mean, it goes back to what we're, like, ashes, dust to dust, right? Mm-hmm. And to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
Do we understand how that happens? I guess not, but maybe there is something, some energy thing that releases. I don't know, but and how does that manifest? You know, who knows? There's no scientific explanation for any of that stuff yet.
I think if it wasn't,
I mean, to my knowledge,
if our past podcasts about ghosts didn't go down this avenue. Well, I know we've talked about it at some point on a stream or something. You know how we'd veer and talk about all kind of stuff. Kind of
like the porn.
Yes, it's just a lot like that. But I could see, or maybe it was us coming back from Uwari or something. We've had these kind of talks, like you brought up Chi or whatever last week.
Yeah.
And I've mentioned how I believe that energy is how prayer works, that collective people focusing on the same thing, praying for some sick person or whatever. I believe there's something to that.
Yeah, it seems to me, if I remember correctly, now I could be completely wrong about it being debunked or something. There was something somebody studied with prayer, with mass prayer.
I heard that was able
to register on something.
I remember hearing that too.
That could
9/11 caused it to really peg all
maybe,
around the world.
Yeah.
Where people, they said
that
people
sounds
were praying.
Familiar. It might be complete bullshit.
It could be.
But there was something that came that I saw or read or watched or something.
It was measurable.
On something, but I don't know what the hell would measure that, but it was
supposedly they put these things. It's like the way I heard it was, evidently there was this instrument that they could that you could walk by and it could almost pick up on like an aura, your aura or your energy from your body. So they
I was trying to remember if it was another machine like a seismologist would use or something,
it
and
is.
They just happened to end up picking up this whatever. I don't remember, but
the way I heard it was. They put these in all these big cities around the world.
Yeah.
Where there's a lot of body moving in the city. And that on 9/11, they'd never seen any action on them until 9/11 happened. And then the aftermath of 9/11. And you could see them as the, you know, people woke up around the world and started turning on the TV. all of a sudden, boom, right. boom, it started spiking more and more. And is that so? Who knows? And if you know out there, if you've heard that story or know that it's been debunked or if it's real and yeah. I didn't tell it right or whatever, please
that's what I'm saying. Drop in the comments on YouTube or something. We'll find
because that was fascinating.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's probably where I came up with that earlier statement is I believe there's something to prayer. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
man.
And you also have prayer to some degree, no matter even if you don't call it that, you have this, law of attraction stuff, you have astrology mm-hmm. and Venus is in retrograde, therefore this is why you're acting the way you're acting. I mean, there's all this stuff.
I know.
It kind of all fits to some degree.
There's a vibe. There's a, for lack of a better word, like at my job, I can feel the negative energy
mm-hmm.
when certain people are there and when they're not, and how you can feel you can breathe easier. You know what I'm saying? So I really do believe that there is a palpable energy that humans throw off.
Yeah.
Whether it be
like the force.
Something that the force that and we have some kind of built in receptors to where I feel something positive when I'm around you or I feel something negative when I'm around you. And intuition or whatever the word is, I don't know, but I'm telling you, when there's a couple people at work in my office, not in the same room with me,
right?
The place feels so different. It just feels like a different place. I feel uncomfortable, and it's my office. I'm the office manager, and I'm not comfortable there when there are certain people there.
Right.
Just bad vibes, man.
Well, that's, you said vibes and literally vibrations, obviously where that comes from. Good vibration. There's definitely something to vibrations. I love the study of that. I've seen the coolest shit they can do with water and all this stuff when, they use certain tones and frequencies and all that kind of stuff. There's definitely something to frequencies and, understanding how they work better. From a scientific standpoint, they're really cool. I remember you've seen they can make water like pour up and stuff with just sound.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something really deeper there that I think we don't understand yet. I'm sure it's been discussed on Rogan. I can't remember. It seems like I remember somebody talking about different frequencies and vibrations.
Sure.
I'm sure there is. But that's something I like to look into more too, because I thought that was cool. Just the idea. We're talking about the force, right? I mean, are we, jokingly mm-hmm. talking about the force? But something, it's like, okay, well, sound waves, right? We have waves. We have we talked about quantum physics, particle and wavelengths and all that stuff. Our duality of particles and how does that work? There's things that for sure we don't understand that happen.
Right.
I mean, for Christ's sake, we have wireless speakers. We know what that is. It's just radio waves. And we know the frequencies are there, but there's other things, and so with all that in the world, I think that can, explain a lot of things we just don't understand it there. That's why I love the Matrix, the movie Matrix, obviously,
mm-hmm.
because, we had deja vu explained and, ghost explained and vampires and stuff like that. Well, that was all through the second, third one too, but, I think there's something to potentially other dimensions or universes or whatever, like we talked about. I mean, like the Big Bang, right? And recently since the new photographs and all that stuff from space, it's things are not lining up with the Big Bang anymore. Like how did this, there was nothing and then just boom from infinite smallness, or infinite.
Yeah.
That makes no sense to me.
No.
It never right. has.
That's,
I mean,
that's why I'm so open to religion.
Yeah,
because you could put them on a scale.
Yeah,
and
I've always said
as much sense.
Exactly. I've always said I don't like labels, but if I had to label myself, I would say agnostic. I can't say there's not. It doesn't make sense to me. There was nothing, then there was something.
Right.
It just don't.
And
now, if that was another, I don't know, universe banging against ours or in this empty space and that cult triggered it, or as a transfer of energy or something. Who knows? But it wasn't just boom.
Look.
Without a creator or something starting.
And I'm not so cocky that I don't mind admitting that my brain isn't big enough to understand concepts like the whole universe and the whole universe being created and all that. But
we can't imagine the scale and size of things, man. You just can't.
I'm just always trying to stay open because I think the world I live in, that science and religion, they can coexist.
Oh, exactly. I've always said that. I totally agree 100%. I don't understand why people don't see that. People talk about evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Evolution is somehow anti-religion. No.
Right.
Why?
Exactly.
Because the Bible, if you take it literally, yes, potentially, but you can have a God that allowed evolution to happen. I don't understand why that's not a big deal. It's not a big deal to me. It's not going to necessarily disprove God because we came from apes.
And when you you have a belief system, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is ever challenged so articulately that it shakes your foundation.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I think a lot of people respond with anger. And so I believe in the early days of people talking about evolution versus creationism and all that, that there were probably the arguments got so heated so quickly that they couldn't coexist in the same room.
Oh, well, yeah, people died.
Yeah.
They shut down science.
So
science wasn't allowed. That was in a back room somewhere.
I feel like
we've
kind of got to this place where if people can put aside, a lot of the pride and could talk about, you get the right people in the room together and it might help make sense of some things. I don't know.
Yeah, no. There's been on YouTube, there's a lot of good debates on creationists versus atheists and atheists versus just religionists in general and, all that kind of stuff as well. And they're interesting and they both make good points.
Yeah.
But, ultimately, I think what it boils down to for people that are so hardcore as far as would label themselves an atheist, they just can't accept anything that requires any faith.
Correct.
At all.
Yeah.
But I think that's also flawed.
Yeah, it's tough conversations because people hold those beliefs so dearly.
Right.
And
then the people take enjoyment in trying to destroy somebody else's happiness because they are religious.
Yeah.
It's very odd to me.
I could never shit on somebody's belief system. And because what happens is you go back, when you talk about your religious beliefs, those come most of the time, those are poured into you by your parents and your grandparents and other people that you looked up to and you loved so deeply. And it formed who you were at such a young age. Then to be an adult, when somebody is just totally shitting on you, on your belief system, they're almost shitting on your ancestors.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And that is why this shit gets heated so fast. That's why people have always said you don't talk about religion, politics all that.
At Thanksgiving, if you want.
Yeah.
But that's a good way to save money on Christmas presents, though.
Yeah.
If you just at Thanksgiving bring up politics and religion. I mean,
that's true. is true.
Just a little.
Damn, it's creeping, ain't it?
No. Oh, my God. Just bring up, I don't know, 2020 election or something.
But. Yeah, man, I had to bring up the ghost thing. I know I'm not super prepared like I wanted to be. Like I said in the video, I would like to bring some videos for you to watch.
Yeah.
Hey, we never have a timestamp on when anything can happen and happen again. I will find some and bring you that I have found compelling.
Yeah.
I didn't expect my daughter to experience that heavy right after we talked about it. So I had to bring it to you and I had to tell it to you on here because I knew if we didn't talk about it tonight, I would have to tell you the story before we got on the podcast. So I wanted to hit you with it.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's not like I can sit there and go, well, I mean, she probably did this or this happened. I mean, because, I mean, I know, for example, the vacuum cleaner thing. I know I've seen that happen here, but the plug was, like, you know, dangling in it.
I think about that,
and,
too.
And I, that's happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't there. I can't experience what she experienced. But
yeah, I've never in my life had a toilet flush on its own. I've never in my life had a shower come on full blast that I have myself turned off, except when the plumbing broke.
Right.
I have had that happen where the whole shower head came off and water was shooting across the back wall. But
not the handle.
You just got to come put it down and it turns off again. That shit freaks me out. There's, you know, again.
Yeah. Is there a way a toilet can flush with just, you know, without the handle again, without, like you said, dumping water in there? I don't know. I mean, not to my knowledge. Maybe a plumber or somebody experienced can tell us that. But
because
if the handle has to be pushed to lift up the flapper.
Yeah.
If you're talking about a traditional.
Yeah, to fill up the bowl again, that thing has to engage. So, yeah.
But why that? That's what I mean. Like, if it's a consciousness.
I think it's to be scary, to freak somebody out, unless it took a dump. You know, in its
world,
in its dimension.
Maybe it was a dude named Frank who's living in that house in the upside down. I mean, I'm sounding like a joke.
No.
And he's just in his place and he just flushed the toilet and somehow that bled through.
Yep.
Now, see, I can buy that before I can that there was some malicious spirit running around flushing toilets.
In his dimension, he's sitting there and it catches a glimpse of somebody running out of the bathroom after he flushes it.
Or in the mirror.
And it's like he sees a ghost as well.
He just shit literally. Maybe he flushed the toilet and went, oh, shit, and went running out of the bathroom too because
he saw
a girl's image in the mirror.
Dude, I'm telling you, there's something
that maybe
to that.
Yeah. It's very possible, man.
And then after he calmed down, he went in the other bathroom and took a shower.
There you go. And then his fucking water cut off.
Yeah.
Or maybe it didn't.
Maybe it didn't.
Probably didn't. Who knows? It don't have to do that. No, because it's not always
as fun as that is to talk about, and it's funny. There's a thesis there somewhere.
Oh, there absolutely is. Yeah, there's with all this stuff now where we're living in simulations, there are people who will get comments that explain it in their way, saying this is what happened and this will be the simulation thing or another dimension.
Very possible.
And I'm not saying that ain't happening.
Yeah, I know, man.
Like I said, I buy more into that stuff than, you know, like you said, an actual spirit who's just trying to scare the shit out of somebody.
Yeah.
Because there's, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I can't think that way. Like, what are they thinking? What are they, why the toilet versus, I don't know, you know, just swiping the mirror or banging or
blowing her neck or something.
If they can move physical things, why not just nudge her shoulder?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. Those kind of weird questions.
Yeah. Now, because the weird thing is, there are some people, and again, this goes back to I'll have to find some of these videos and make a list so I can pull them up and show you. And then maybe you can choose to put a clip on a podcast or whatever. But there are people who get claw marks on them and stuff. And, you know, that's some pretty wild shit, man.
Yeah, then you're getting to some extra shit right there.
Yes.
But I'll tell you what, I mean, you know, it's funny you say that because I was going to mention that actually. I wake up occasionally where my hands will be bloody from scratching.
Uh huh.
But I know that because occasionally my hands just get, I don't know why they always have, just randomly on the back of my hands, they just get super itchy and I'm scratching like hell. And I know when I'm sleeping, I'm scratching so hard, I'm bleeding. And I'm like, damn. But I know what that, it doesn't freak me out because I know during when I'm awake when they itch. So I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know those stories individually, but yeah, it's going to be hard to get a crazy scratch mark down your back. You know,
I had a ghost that kept putting claw marks on my back because Misty kept finding them.
And
had to be a ghost.
I mean, right. Cause so you're saying that, it wasn't happening.
Getting out of the shower. And she's like, where the hell did you get those marks on your back? Ghost, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody want to do anything with my ugly ass?
Yeah. I mean, see, in that case, ghosts are convenient.
They're very convenient.
Wasn't me.
No. I made that up.
Yeah, y'all. That's just jokes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hell.
But anyway, I can't wait till you see Brooklyn and let her tell you this story.
Yeah, yeah.
And because she's way more animated and you can see it. You can see it in her how deeply she was affected by it. That's her first and only ghost experience so far.
See, it's very odd. So the lady's been there before, the other lady.
Mm-hmm.
And she was downstairs and didn't experience anything that day. Had she before, if they would have swapped places, for example, would it have been her? Did she go after the new, did it, whatever,
maybe.
Go after the new girl?
Maybe. She,
you know?
And the lady apologized to Brooklyn for not telling her after the vacuum cleaner thing. You know, and I get that. If I was the one privy to that kind of information, how quickly would I divulge it? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, especially you don't want to get left there alone cleaning by yourself.
Hell no.
You know, regardless if it's haunted or not, who wants to clean a big house alone?
No, but there's just a general uneasy vibe when you're not. And I think that's for anywhere just where you're not comfortable. I don't know. And I mean, you can interpret it how you want. But I mean, you know, it's like when I go out of town, you know, occasionally, it takes a night or two to get used to the place. And just where I can I sleep well. You know what I mean? It, you know, like we go every year to the mountains and we stay in different Airbnbs and they're usually pretty big, nice, cool cabins. They're really nice. But that first night's always weird when you go to bed.
And
you know, it's just an uneasy, like, you know, nothing. You don't think about that when you're out there at the fire hanging out with everybody, and everybody's eating and having fun. But when it's time to kind of separate and go to bed, there's always that weird little thing, but it's not, I don't think of it in those terms. It's just a weird, uncomfortable feeling for the first night anyway. And then the second night, you're fine or whatever. And it takes a while to fall asleep.
Right. Because you're so afraid to wake up and see Doc and Mazuma standing at your foot of your bed.
I mean,
with their head tilted a little bit.
Exactly. I can, that's a scary thought.
<It'd> be terrifying.
And they're going,
yeah, he wants you too, Malachi.
Come to the bunk beds.
Oh my God, I dare you to try to watch Children of the Corn now. Chris is the cheesiest.
Oh my God. Remember when
I was so terrified of that movie when
I know.
Was young.
I remember at the old house, we were like, man, you got to check out some classic, you know, Nightmare in Elm Street. Oh my God! The first one was
I forgot about that,
and ended up we didn't finish it.
No, it was so bad.
It was so bad. I mean, the story's still outstanding, and they got better. They did absolutely get better.
Yeah,
but the first one was just like, is this what we watched? And Landon fell asleep, and we just kind of stopped it.
Yeah. Well, you know, remember the effects?
They were bad.
At the time, you know, we didn't have all this CGI and shit, you know.
It was all practical. It's all practical.
And the coming out of the wall or whatever, the hands and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, that
the stretchy arms, claws on that thing.
That was the creepiest image to me.
Just the seeing those claws.
Arm with the claws on the wall. Oh, my God. That was
now,
scary.
There was still some good ones, like the blood coming out of the bed onto the ceiling. When you know, they flipped the camera and all that stuff.
That was good.
That was Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. That was his death? But, yeah, I mean, Yeah, when you look back, the stories are still outstanding. I still think that's one of the greatest horror stories. And the movies got better, obviously, as time passed, and they got better at making them. But, yeah, that was just so... It's like, damn, I didn't remember it that way. Sorry. It's a really cool story, I promise.
You had Kevin Bacon in Friday the 13th, and then Jamie Lee Curtis in the first Halloween.
Yep.
So there's three huge stars out of those three
franchises. Kevin Bacon took the spear through the bed with his girl, right? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
I think so.
I think that's the death.
I do.
That was the cool one. Stuck them together.
There's nothing like spending the night with some friends or cousins or whatever and watching those movies back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Because those were...
And you... Cause
again,
you
go, now they're not that scary.
But they're more...
When you're a kid...
They're more horror comedy now, it seems that way. But you go to bed thinking about them.
Yes.
You know?
Slasher films, they had a moment in time where they hit.
Yes.
Just right.
They're coming back for sure. I don't know if you've seen this Thanksgiving trailer. It's out now in theaters. I want to see it so
what
bad.
What is it?
It's called Thanksgiving. It looks... I'll show you when we get off.
Awesome.
It's out now, but I wish it was streaming already because I would have watched it already. It looks like it might be one of those that could... I mean, again, it could be just a really good trailer, but it looks like it could be one of those new classics like a Myers or a Jason on Thanksgiving, I guess.
I'll tell you, I was just telling the kids about this, and Brennan was over, and I was telling them when I was about 5 or 6, my grandparents would take me and my cousin Gina to the drive-in for like a double feature, and Granny would pack all these peanut butter crackers and stuff and drinks and stuff and put a blanket on the hood of the station wagon, and we would get up there and pillows and lean back on the windshield.
Yep.
That was the greatest. Anyway,
drive-thrus are cool, man.
I remember this double feature we watched. The first movie was Stir Crazy, which was funny as hell and so inappropriate for young kids. Yeah. But the second one was a slasher film called Maniac.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a serial killer in New York that scalps his
I know the
victims.
Name. I've probably seen it at some point.
There's a scene in there in a public bathroom, and I think it started. To me, I think it's the first movie that ever showed the, you know, where you're looking under the stalls at the feet that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah,
classic cliche, yeah. You know. I think that's the first time I ever saw that, and that almost messed me up with public bathrooms as much as Jaws did with the ocean.
That's the thing. You watch
Psycho in the shower.
Yeah, you watch Psycho or I think Myers, Jason, all those. You always think about that when you're near by yourself in some shit or somewhere. Always. Especially when you're like, like we talked about last week, going camping on the campground. And those are bathrooms a little different. They're not like Camp Crystal Lake or something. They're solos, but you still think about, you know, somebody's going to come knocking.
You do.
But then, you know, hey, going out in the middle of the woods, again, as many times as you're out there, you still get creeped out. You just do.
Yes.
Because
the legend of Boggy Creek, I think I brought that up to you when we were talking about Bigfoot in that one podcast.
Yes.
And I think we might have even pulled a image from it and put it on the TV behind us when we used to do that.
Yes.
But there was a scene in an outhouse where Bigfoot's arm comes through there and grabs the guy.
Yes.
That always freaked me out about bathrooms with a window in them because it's like this big hairy arm is going to come through this glass or whatever.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of this stuff is instilled in us as growing up and the media we consumed, you know, to that degree. And it becomes part of the psyche almost. So, you know, you can be, I don't care. You can be the most skeptical person alive, but when you hear a bump in the night, that will cross your mind for a second. It just will, because that's what you saw. That's what you, it stirs images of Michael Myers or a ghost or, you know, whatever it may be.
And I think that's some of the best bonding you'll ever do with your buddies or relatives or whatever is, say y'all are in a tent in the backyard or wherever, and y'all are all collectively terrified of a noise you hear.
Right.
Dude, I don't know. It brings you really close together, and because
I mean, I've told you several times the canvas store, me and Baker, you know, getting out guns drawn because we hear unnatural knocking nearby in the woods, and you know, but then it was probably Bigfoot people because that was so popular then. They were out tree knocking, and they got really close to us, and the first time was bang bang. It was like, I wonder if Baker heard that. And he's thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
And we're both two grown-ass men with fucking firearms.
Exactly.
And then we're all right. So I lay, because I had set up, you know, and I lay back down. And then when I hear bang, bang, bang again, not even 5 minutes later, we both, I heard his zipper. He heard mine. What the fuck was that? And never saw a thing shine. We had these huge, you know, these bright-ass lights. It'll fucking light up the whole woods. Never saw a thing. But we also know at that time they had filmed there that same year, I think, Finding Bigfoot, the show. And there's just so many Squatch hunters in those days that got so popular, people were going out looking for him because they did a show up there in Uori. And so people were going out, and that probably was what it was, but we never heard anything again the rest of the night, slept fine, woke up alive. You know,
I bet that's what it was.
Yeah, I mean, that was stupid getting near somebody's campsite doing that.
It is.
I'll tell you that because, you know, that could have went bad. But anyway.
Do you remember Sacha Baron Cohen's movie Bruno? he goes,
I used to love Ollie G, man.
Yes. He strips naked and goes to this redneck's tent, unzips it, and says, "Hey, I think Donnie's a homosexual." The guy's like, "Get the hell out of my tent." He pushed people's boundaries.
He
boy.
Did. I don't think they're allowed to make movies anymore.
Oh, no.
Probably not
no
these
way.
Days. God, being too offensive. But well, anyway, I guess, we talked about Ghost, kind of.
We did. And the movie Ghost?
Yeah.
Ghosts of my past?
Yeah.
Yeah. Should have kept in the closet.
Mysterious scratch marks and... But yeah. I mean, again, I'm not here just to call everybody liars and bullshitters, man. I think people definitely see stuff and hear stuff and whatever. But I think it's just how if you already believe in that stuff, that's what it's going to be, regardless. And if you don't, then it's going to be more of a it's probably, you know, whatever, the fridge, the ice maker, whatever. So, I mean, I think that's what it boils down to. And like you said earlier, religious beliefs, you know?
Yeah.
If you're religious or more spiritual, you'll more than likely think of that first, other than some, you know, more quote-unquote rational explanation.
Yeah. But, you know, when, like I said, when you 50 years old, you know, and
damn,
those three things happened to my daughter within the course of one like hour, that probably the three of those things have never happened in my whole life.
Right.
You know, it gets to a point where, you know, it's almost irrational to not
start counting, thinking this
has got to be a little bit.
Yeah. It's not like, you know, or whatever. The same time, you know, electrical problems or some weird thing and the plumbing at the same time.
In different rooms and there's
hey, I tell you what though, it's is it likely? No. Possible? Sure. Especially the way they build houses these days.
Yeah.
But no, that's very unlikely. I mean, it's just simple math, you know, of having that it happened at the same time. Yeah. But, you know, who knows?
That's right. And I think one day science will catch up.
Yeah.
Just like it does with everything else that's a mystery, eventually all this stuff will be explained. And if not, this is one of those things that's on my list.
Yeah.
To ask God when I go to heaven.
Right.
You know,
please tell me what the hell all that was.
Yes. Tell me how close I came to a shark in the ocean.
Oh. It was one brush your ankle.
Yeah.
No doubt. You've probably been, if you've been in the ocean, you've probably been, well, I mean, you only went a couple of times, you said, right?
Yeah.
So maybe not. Yeah, but yeah, they're closer than people think, especially those little nurse sharks and stuff. But
yeah, man, I don't know. I'll bring some more stuff to the table.
Yeah.
We might revisit this
We can re-record
another year from now.
Yeah, right. Four more years.
So we went
be like episode 172
to 63. Yeah. So 40. What's that? 49.
Yeah,
we did 49 episodes to get back to it.
Yeah, but yeah, let us know in the comments. I'm always interested to hear, you know, discussion in the comments and, you know, ghost stories or what your thoughts are on those things. You know, can you explain it? Is it explainable? Is it just straight up, you know, some kind of damn spirit?
Yeah,
fucking with people. Because now,
like,
you know,
they
got all the different things, right? They got you got a ghost and you got a poltergeist and they're more rambunctious and you got these different kinds now and all this stuff. It used to be just ghosts, but now they're all classified and shit. Maybe that's just Ghostbusters. I don't know. Maybe we'll see. Anyway, I guess damn, we're an hour and a half already. Holy
gotta
shit!
Love it.
That's crazy. I thought we just were like 30 minutes in, but anyway, I guess are we good?
Yeah, man.
All righty. Well, we'll get out of here. Again, thank you to let us know what you think in the comments. Do us a favor on YouTube and subscribe. We're trying to creep up, you know, we're trying to creep up to a silver play button 1 year. It might be, I don't know, 2054.
Tell your friends and family about us.
Yeah. And check out our last one, man. It was a fun one. No real topic. A lot of different topics. We just, you know, it's hard to label those. Sometimes you don't have a specific topic, but
yeah,
they're always fun. And yeah, if you listen to us on audio platforms out there, you know, SoundCloud, Apple, Google Play, all that, iHeartRadio, God, we're on everything. Leave us a rating. We'd appreciate it.
Yes, indeed.
And I'll be out of town for a couple of days, but we'll get back at it next week, and we'll get together and discuss the whole Patreon thing and all that and get that going, too. And some new merch. We got to do some good merch, man. We need that badge of seal shirt. I want that. I mean, I at least want that for me.
Yes. We got some cool ideas for Patreon, too.
Yeah, we do. But all right. Well, we'll get out of here and let it fade to black. I am fire. I am death.